Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
And this hour of the show being brought to you in part by our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. 16 locations throughout the state, 35 urologists. Guys, as you get a little older, so important in your 30s and 40s and so on to stay up to date on what's going on with your body, from prostate health to kidney stones and everything in between. UrologyCentersAlabama.com. UrologyCentersAlabama.com. Make your appointment today, 205-930-0920. Early detection, so important. UrologyCentersAlabama.com. Royal Payne says, how hot does Sark's seat get if they lose three or four games this year, including to Texas A&M? That ain't happening. Clean read. Boy, that roster ain't losing three to four games.
They ain't losing 3 to 4 games. I know we'll bring on the expert here in a sec with Chip Brown, but even if he lost 3 to 4 games, Texas fans realized where they were before. They were just in a college football playoff. It would be beyond a disappointing season, but he ain't on a hot seat.
Chip Brown is all over Texas. Chip, that's life of college football coach, right? Coming off the best season he's had in a while, best season Texas has had in a while, and all we want to talk about, what gets him on the hot seat?
Yeah, welcome to the SEC, Chip.
What gets him on the hot seat? Well, I'll tell you what. He's not made many missteps. It looks like he's loaded up in recruiting again after watching this orange-white spring game on Saturday, so we'll see how he holds up to the heat of the SEC.
You have seen the next great quarterback for Texas, that hype come through, and it just kind of fizzles out. And help me out with some of those names. Who was the kid that transferred to Ole Miss? It was supposed to be Javon Sneed.
Yeah, Jevon Sneed.
Jevon Sneed, Garrett Gilbert. I mean, you've seen a lot of these guys come through, and they haven't been Vince Young. Quinn Ewers, we talked about this on your show last week. I think when he's good, he's really, really good. But the story coming out of the spring game was obviously what you've got with Manning. And Arch Manning starts 10 for 10. You've seen a lot of these quarterbacks. From what you've heard, from what you've seen, do you think next year he could be even better than Quinn Ewers?
Well, I mean, as far as the hype and everything, it's Quinn Ewers' show in 2024, but you wanted to see the progress of Arch Manning, because when last we saw him, he was running out of the back of the pocket and, you know, trying to escape using his legs. And Sarkisian said the biggest step forward he's made this spring was literally stepping up into the pocket. And we saw that in the spring game on Saturday. We even saw it from the early enrollee freshman, Trey Owens, who no one's talking about, but that guy threw for 3 touchdowns in this game as well. And Sark said, you know, I don't know who's putting the stars on the quarterbacks, but we trust our evaluation when it comes to the quarterback and Trey Owens. So look, if everything goes well, it's Quinn's show in 2024. It's Arch's show in 2025. If he's as good as we think, he's probably a one and done. And then it's, you know, Trey Owens' show or whoever after that. So this is the way that Alabama had it going, you know, when it was going from Tua to Mac to Bryce Young. You had guys who were in the system, knew the offense. When they got their chance, they shined and they moved on to the NFL.
Chip, I don't want to be the Baby Ruth in the punch bowl here. But yes, Arch's touchdown passes look great, but where was the freaking secondary? Who is he playing against? There was nobody right near those receivers.
They got an interception at the end on a Hail Mary.
Yeah, the secondary, I mean, they've got to get it together. And they didn't play the starters for very long. Malik Muhammad, number 5 at corner, is a star. He will be a name that you all will get to know in the SEC. But they've got to figure out the other corner, and then they've got to find the right combination at safety. And so that was a problem last year. They gave up a ton of yards, passing yards on first and second down. It was kind of mind-boggling, actually. They were good on third down. They were good in the red zone. But, man, they give up a lot of passing yards on first and second down, and they've got to get that figured out. Now, Sark says he's got a pass rush. They brought in Trey Moore from UTSA, who had 14 sacks a year ago, was the ACC, American Athletic Conference, Defensive Player of the Year. We didn't even see him on Saturday. We didn't see much of the five-star freshman Colin Simmons, although he did have a sack. I guess Sark's trying to keep a few things, you know, under wraps until he gets to the fall.
Chip Brown is with us. You can follow Chip on Twitter and see him at 24/7 Sports at ChipBrown247, Horns247.com, ChipBrown247 on Twitter. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. I mean, if the Manning family had not been so clear about this, Texas fans and probably Texas coaches would be scared to death. The portal is still open, right? I mean, how many days we got
eight,
left?
Eight more days.
Eight more days. Coming off an outing like that, his value in the portal would be tremendous right now, Chip.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it. Look, there are Texas fans who are like, is he better? Is he better than Quinn?
Quarterback controversy in Austin.
You know, but that, again, Steve Sarkisian is a guy who is very confident in the way that he runs the quarterback room. And Arch Manning did not want to go somewhere where he was going to have to be the savior. So this is unfolding exactly as the Manning, Arch Manning family thought it would, hoped it would. And look, Quinn Ewers has missed games each of the last 2 years. And you feel confident that if Quinn has to miss time, that Arch Manning can come in and keep things going.
Is it true that he gives all of his NIL dollars to charity?
He has given some. Now, he got his playing card or whatever, that those trading cards, he, you know, that thing auctioned for over $100,000. He gave that to charity. So, yeah, he's a very benevolent young man.
That is impressive, yeah.
Other question I was going to ask you, Isaiah Bond. Alabama fans didn't want to see him go. At times, he looked like a clear potential number one guy. I know he dropped a touchdown pass early on, but is he going to be viewed with Texas losing their top five wide receivers as the go-to guy early on?
To me, this is the biggest sort of fun fact for Steve Sarkisian. I mean, first world problems. He's got a loaded wide receiver room. Ryan Wingo, the five-star freshman, put on a show on Saturday. DeAndre Moore is the guy who's probably had the best spring among the returnees. Isaiah Bond been really good, but he's not stood out head and shoulders above Ryan Wingo and DeAndre Moore. This competition will go on into fall camp. And you get Silas Bolden, the leading receiver at Oregon State last year, coming in June, who's kind of a pocket rocket, slot player, super tough. We'll go over the middle, smaller receiver, but I mean, this is, they're loaded at receiver. Aaron Butler, a kid who, you know, was thinking of going to Alabama. He had an impressive, catch in the spring game. It's that, you know, Sark doesn't typically, last year he played only really three receivers. You know, he played Worthy, he played A.D. Mitchell, he played Jordan Whittington. Is he going to expand that rotation? Is it going to get to five? Could it get to six? You know, that's not really his style. So I think it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. If I put Isaiah Bond receiving yards over under 499.5 for the season, would you go over or under? I would take the under.
Would you?
Yes.
Wow. You know, I'd probably take the over, but I'm starting to think that Ryan Wingo is going to be the A.D. Mitchell in this in the 2024 receiver group, and it's between Isaiah Bond and Jontae Cook to be the Xavier Worthy receiver this season.
Okay, Bond had 668 last year.
He did. He had 668 last year in a less crowded receiver room. SEC Media Days 2025. Loser of that bet buys the other a steak, okay? Or a good glass of wine, okay?
All right. Deal.
Deal. No, I'll take the under 499.5.
499.5. And if you think we're going to remember that, if he wins.
I'll write it down. Regular season only, 12 games.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Chip Brown is with us, covers Texas and all things college football. Chip Brown 247 on Twitter. Texas fans are most excited about what game? I'm not making this multiple choice for you, Chip. I'm just setting the for the audience, setting the table. Texas is at Michigan. Their first SEC game is Mississippi State at Darrell K. Royal. Of course, they've got Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. Georgia comes in the week after Oklahoma. They renew the Texas A&M game at Kyle Field. The Longhorn fans are most excited about which game?
I mean, this is why you go to the SEC. I mean, now the Michigan game is going to be, they've never played at Michigan, so the Texas fans who are going to that game are out of their minds. Georgia coming to Austin, Georgia, who's probably the number one team in the country. That's got to be up there. They'll never admit that the A&M game is as important as it is after this 13-year separation that they've had, but that will be absolutely bonkers in College Station. If I have to rank it, I'd probably say Georgia.
Yeah.
Coming to Austin, then Michigan. Then, Oklahoma game is so good.
Yeah, you got
to have to go to the Red River Shootout.
Oh, yeah,
we talk about it every year.
Yeah. We won't do. Yeah. But you got to take that off. I mean, that's so important. You got to take that off your ranking.
What, the Red River?
Red River. It's a standalone. That's every year. So if you're ranking, you're saying Georgia, Michigan, and then the team you don't want to rank there, A&M, probably in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting because State is the first SEC game. I just wonder what that will that matter? Will there be a lot of
hoopla? No, it'll matter.
Yeah.
It'll matter, especially if Texas is, preseason top five. I mean, the fans are super excited about all the players that Sark's brought in. Now that defense needs to show that they can stop the run again without Tavondre Sweat and without Byron Murphy. Texas fans are on fire. They're not used to reloading. They're very much used to rebuilding.
We all assume that Texas has probably got the biggest NIL out there. It's hard to identify individuals per school. Like we heard FedEx gave Memphis $25 million. Who is the heavy hitters when it comes to Texas NIL?
You know, they've got a lot because they have like 9 billionaires who contribute to the program, and they're guys you wouldn't, necessarily, they don't jump right to the top of your mind, but Robert Rowland.
Nine billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Rowland, who owns Omni Hotels and Gold's Gym, he's significant. But it's, they do an unbelievable job of tapping into their big money guys. Now, I don't know how long that will, sustain, because everyone says it's unsustainable, but for the short term and right now with the momentum of the program, guys are giving.
So the Omni Hotel owner is a Texas guy. Where are SEC Media Days this year?
I was going to say that, Brent. We're going to be at the Omni Hotel.
They're already running the league, Jim.
In Dallas.
We cannot allow this. They are already trying to run the league.
Yeah. That does seem like a conflict of interest.
I mean, they're already trying to run the SEC.
But I promise you, I will not go to a Gold's Gym ever again.
I love it.
Hey, so we're less than 81 hours away from the NFL draft. It's going to be in one of your favorite cities, Detroit. What is your connection with Detroit?
So I was born in Henry Ford Hospital in downtown Detroit. We lived in a suburb of Detroit till I was 5, and then we moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan. So the NFL team on our dial every Sunday was the Detroit Lions.
Ouch.
Mm. Yeah. On your Spotify, do you have any Eminem or Kid Rock? You see more Kid Rock than Eminem.
I do.
He's seen Eminem in Austin, right?
Yeah, I did. I saw him at the ACL Music Festival here, which is another must. Put it on your bucket list every October. But yeah, you look at Bobby Lane. I mean, I'm fascinated by the Bobby Lane curse. Bobby Lane, who played at Texas, you know, got won him a couple of world championships and then got traded to the Steelers. And they talked about the 50-year Bobby Lane curse. We're on year 64 of the Bobby Lane.
It went a little over.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is Chip Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at ChipBrown247, at ChipBrown247, part of 24/7 Sports and Horns 247. Always fun talking with you, Chip. It feels like football when we talk with you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, football season never ends,
fellas. It never does. Hey, we love it.
And by the way, now that you're in the SEC, don't come in here and start telling us about music festivals that happen in October. There's nothing happens in October except football in this conference.
I know. Only in Austin. I mean, the Texas-Georgia game is happening the same weekend as F1.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You're going to have you know, between 300 and 400,000 people in for F1. Georgia fans are irate. They can't get hotel rooms anywhere near the city of Austin. I don't know what they did to help the Georgia team hotel situation. But, yeah, that's craziness. And normally they do F1 a weekend that's an away game. Wow. F1 weekend, the same weekend as Bulldog Nation coming to Austin. It's going to be chaos.
Boy, that is one heck of a Venn diagram crossover, the F1 fan and the Georgia football
fan. It's like a riptide in the Gulf.
I mean, that is going to be a weird combo right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that, Chip. That sucks. So Georgia fans, just they're blocked out. San Antonio, is that the option?
Check the Georgia message boards. Yeah, you can go south to New Braunfels, San Marcos, or you can go north toward Waco. You don't need to get that far north, but I'd say go south.
Well, how far is Waco?
Waco's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Mm. That's an expensive Uber.
Yeah, it is. Man, that sucks for Georgia fans, though. First time to Austin, you don't get to stay in Austin. I mean, you'd want to stay in Austin.
Airbnb it.
Is the F1 on Sunday?
F1 is, you know, it's all 3 days. You got practice, then you got qualifying, then you got the race.
Yeah.
But the race is on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a heck of a double, though.
When is South by Southwest?
South by Southwest is in March.
March, okay, good.
And then you've got the ACL Music Festival, which is
September,
also
right? October.
In October.
You guys got to clear up October.
Yeah, it's way too busy in October.
You're going to be in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you guys get married in September and October, too, don't you?
There's no weddings in Austin.
Yeah.
Never.
All right.
Thank you, Chip. Have a great week.
All right, fellas. Anytime.
All right. Chip Brown with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. I was unaware of that storyline. The Georgia fans, I did not know that was a crossover there.
Me either.
That sucks.
Yeah, because when it came to even Vegas is probably the most hotel-friendly city we've got.
Yeah.
Rooms were really, really difficult.
F1 almost shut them down, yeah.
Walker says Austin is a blank hole. No, it's not. It's a great
city. You've been there, huh?
Yeah.
And I've been, but it's been a while since I've been, but I had a great time when I was in Austin.
Now, I got a good friend that lives there, and he says that it has undergone a significant change over the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of import.
Yep.
Well, that's happening.
A lot of California.
Yeah. All right. Show being brought to you by Dr. B. Forrester, after LT tells us about Dr. B, can you throw me the Texas schedule as soon as you can up there? I want to take a look. Because we'll see how I've landmined myself here with Texas's schedule. I know they play Michigan in week two. Is there a chance Isaiah Bond gets 499.5 yards in the opener?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can I get some of that? Our friend Dr. B, I saw two guys this past week that I had conversations with that I needed to say something. I just didn't feel like I was close enough to them to say something. But if you've got a good friend, boyfriend, husband, they're starting to thin out a little bit, Dr. Beckenstein is the guy they need to go see. When I first went to see Dr. B, hair was really thinning out. I do that non-invasive treatment on the couch 3 times, 30 minutes each time a week. That's it. My hair has more than doubled in thickness. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. Beckenstein for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience, his advanced training, and genetic testing to help his patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. B today, 205-319-0316 or t3hair.net.
So Isaiah Bond just needs five 100-yard receiving games to
Colorado State in the opener, then at Michigan, UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State. Then the schedule gets good. There's a Vanderbilt game.
That's a road game. He's got to do it on the road.
I just believe that it's a crowded room, man. Yeah. Crowded room. And those receiving yards, the passing yards for a quarterback stack up no matter who you're throwing it to. And Sark is a guy that if he's not a top three guy, he's not in the rotation as much as some other coaches. And I sort of like that philosophy because if you're a quarterback, there's so much nuance to, you know, it's not just a down and out, right? It's not just a, crossing patterns. There's so many nuances on leverage and everything where you're going, and the quarterback and the receiver have to be on the same page. That's why Sark likes to not go deep on your rotation at receivers. If he's not top three, top four, top five guy, I don't know how many touches he'll get.
I don't know how he won't be because Chip thinks their number one's going to be a true freshman, and a lot of these guys just don't have experience. Isaiah Bond's got experience.
He does. He does. Had how much at Alabama last year?
668. I just
would he have been the number one receiver last year, you think?
For Texas?
For Alabama?
Oh, for Alabama? No.
Oh, no. Jermaine Burton.
Jermaine Burton was at 800. Burton. 798. Yeah. Bond was at 668. Burton was at 798.
Yeah. Look, and I don't think Bond's ever going to be a dominant guy. Some people disagree with that. We'll see. But I would take the over 499.
I know Worthy was your leader yardage-wise at Texas.
He was over 1,000.
Yeah, and Adonai Mitchell was 2.
Yeah, I was going to see where A.D. Mitchell came in,
Mitchell, the yardage. At least by the projections I have seen, is going to go before Xavier Worthy in the draft.
A.D. Mitchell had 845. Worthy was at 1014. So he went over 1,000. Mitchell was at 845. Your third receiver was at 682, and Jordan Whittington was at 505. So they had four guys that would have won Chip State last year.
But 505, you're getting close at the four guy there.
At the number four.
That was a really good receiving room. I don't think Isaiah Bond, at best, would have been the number four guy in that, right?
In that one, yeah. But all those guys are going to the NFL.
All right. A little conversation about Texas there, and they are off to the big noon kickoff in week two there, Texas and Michigan. When's Alabama, Wisconsin? Is that week three?
That's week four, I believe.
Week four, okay.
We probably, doing this on the fly, we probably need to go on and look into Airbnb or rooms.
We're in Madison?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be that crazy?
I mean, I think Alabama fans are going to take an opportunity to go somewhere they've never been.
So you really think we're doing that trip? We're going.
I think? Yeah. It's week three, by the way, September 14th.
Yeah. I mean, I had planned on going.
I'm 100% going to be there.
Yeah, I think we should do it. And I just don't. I would assume there's not a lot of hotels in Madison.
I don't know. It's a pretty big
town. Pretty big town.
You know, normally, when you're a capital city, you got plenty of hotels. A lot of business gets done there.
How many hotel rooms do we have in Montgomery?
Not a lot. I don't know. But I'd say Madison's a slightly larger city than Montgomery.
I would say a lot larger. I'd put Madison.
I bet Madison is 700,000.
Do you think week four, when Texas goes to Vandy, they'll take over Vandy Stadium the way, I mean, is that like a desired road trip, you think, to go to Nashville?
Yeah.
When Alabama and Auburn and Tennessee and Georgia play up there, it's an easy drive, but they take over the entire stadium.
I don't know.
I just wonder if Texas fans will do that, too.
Population 272,000.
That's in the city limits, much like Birmingham, about 272,000.
Say hotels are a problem.
I would tell you that depends if there's a music festival that weekend in Austin.
There's always a music festival in Nashville.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, quick break here. When we come back, we will get to four downs. We'll get back to one big topic facing college athletics, this transfer portal, both football and basketball, sort of a new age thing that could be coming to a school near you. If you're looking for a school for your son or daughter, make it the University of Montevallo. Great institution here in our area, Montevallo. Find out why you belong at Montevallo by scheduling an in-person tour, montevallo.edu, montevallo.edu. Just saw the beautiful new theater department. If you're watching at one of our video platforms right now, 23 NCAA Division II fully funded scholarship sports, including a national championship winning fishing program, lacrosse and baseball, softball, you name it. They got it at Montevallo, montevallo.edu. Check it out online, schedule an in-person tour, and enjoy your trip to Motown.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, there's nothing worse than waking up to a plumbing problem. Don't get caught in a flooded house. Call the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the only ones I trust to fix it and fix it right the first time. Hemp Hill Services does it right and always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, Trust the name that Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand-new location in Trussville.
Hey, for all of your IT and printing needs, reach out to our friends at Xerox Business Solutions. Look, I'm still one of those old school guys. I print my notes every single day for the show. If you watch the show here on the Next Round, you see all the notes in front of me. From day one, Xerox Business Solutions, they've been with us here at the Next Round. Local for over 45 years. For all of your IT and printing needs, visit XeroxBusinessSolutions.com or call 205-969-3000. That's 205-969-3000.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Greene as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Back with you on the Next Round. A Rockstar Cut 2 while we got Texas on our mind here. Steve Sarkisian on Arch Manning. If you didn't pay attention, if you were caught up doing something else, 19 of 25, 355, and three touchdowns. But I wasn't being a homer there, non-Texas guy, when I said, if you watch the highlights, I didn't watch the game, but if you watch the highlights, those touchdown passes he threw, there wasn't a guy in the secondary anywhere close to those guys. I don't know how good those throws were. There was nobody within 15
was
yards.
That, was that their number two? Was it twos on twos? Do you know?
I have no clue. I have no clue.
I think that's the way they roll now, most of the time.
I just know whoever they were throwing to, there was nobody. I mean, I'm all for Arch Manning. Love me some Manning family. They're fantastic. But it's a spring game. I trust that he's doing great things in practice and stuff. But just because he is 19 of 25, 355 with three touchdowns in that game against that secondary.
But again, it's just like Chip said, showing progression from where he was last year to where he is now. And he seems very comfortable sitting another year.
Doesn't surprise anybody that he is comfortable in the pocket or on the bench there waiting his turn. Very, very smart kid. Here's Sark, what he saw from Arch Manning.
The biggest thing I saw from Arch was something that we kind of really harped on with him about a week and a half ago, about just dialing into, you know, playing the play, keeping your eyes up, you know, and you, I think I talked about this last week. When he gets himself in trouble at times at quarterback is when he relies on his athleticism, which he has a ton of, and he can do. And there's times today I blew the whistle on him. I don't know if he was really happy with me that I blew it, but he's non-contact. But when he keeps his eyes up and steps up in the pocket, and you know, he can deliver those balls down the field the way we like to play. And so it was good to see, and it was good to see some of the guys around him, you know, play with him the way that they did.
Yeah, Sark, after a big Texas spring game there, the show being brought to you by Storm Restoration Roofing. Greg from Pell City. Greg Nelson is the guy. He and his wife own the company. It's been locally owned for over 20 years. He wants to do something for you today to help you in your home. He wants to get he wants to get on your roof. Is that Greg walking out there, little AI Greg, celebrating there at the old festival, music festival, the Next Round Music Festival? Greg not only will get on that stage, he'll get on your roof absolutely free for a free, no cost, no obligation roof inspection. All you have to do is call 205-542-3531. 205-542-3531. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Great insurance that covers the work. He'll repair storm damage. And if your roof ages out, he'll replace that too. He does it all. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
The arch reaction in the chat room, Royal Payne, I'm really glad the Manning Circus didn't come to Tuscaloosa. I don't know what they've done to make it a circus. I think all he's done is gone and, I mean, he hasn't caused an issue about the fact that he's not going to be a starter for 2 years.
Not at all.
I haven't seen any conversation at all. He is one of the least talked about high profile quarterbacks. I mean, with that name.
Yeah.
And they haven't interfered at all, it doesn't seem like.
You touched on something earlier. Just, I mean, you think about anything that, you know, any of the Mannings have done or anything Arch has said. Now, compare that to Caleb Williams' comments that he was surprised that when he got to Oklahoma, he wasn't named the starter instantly ahead of Spencer Rattler.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler, who'd been pretty good for them, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams, the more he talks, the less I like him, to be honest with you. Arch has done none of that. And in fact, as we just talked about with Chip, a lot of families, and I wouldn't blame them in this world, would have left the door open on the transfer portal. And a game like he had in that spring game, there are no good quarterbacks. Jaden Rashad is the best quarterback in the portal. How valuable would Arch Manning be? Now, he couldn't go to an SEC school, but he could go to a lot of places right now if he wanted to hit the portal.
Yeah.
I really wonder how good he is.
And to your point, the Mannings came out even after this game.
He is a Texas guy.
He's okay for sitting another year.
We have committed to Texas. He is going to honor his commitment. That's where he's coming today. I don't view it as a circus. I mean, there's a natural circus around the Manning name, but they can't be blamed for that.
That's us and the media and the fans.
I know. And that's only because their dad is an SEC legend. And or the patriarch of the family is an SEC legend and a former NFL quarterback. Two of his sons are SEC legends and very successful quarterbacks that are very visible in ESPN now.
That's right.
I mean, Arch has nothing to do with any of that.
That's just the name. I mean, wait till Tiger Woods' kids starts playing golf, right?
I mean, the kid's already playing golf on TV. I mean, Charlie Woods is a big deal when he shows up at places.
Absolutely. Okay. So the portal is open. You mentioned Jaden Rashada. He will visit Georgia, April 30th and May 1st. We already knew that when we left work on Friday. What we may not have seen over the weekend is there's two other schools that likely could get a visit from Rashada. The last one was Mississippi State. It's not a perfectly straight line, but if you draw a line on a map.
does it go from Tempe through Starkville to Gainesville?
No, it's Tempe to Athens, Auburn, Alabama to Starkville. It looks like Auburn could get a visit from Jaden Rashada.
Well, I will say this.
Speaking of a circus.
Hugh Freeze has been very patient and seemingly loyal to Peyton Thorne. There have been no quarterbacks coming out of the portal with the idea of replacing Peyton Thorne to this point.
I thought early on that Hugh should have gone after quarterback, but now that Peyton Thorne's been a two-time offender on the next round, I'm probably making a good decision. Now we're pulling for this kid.
All of a sudden, you're Dunaway. He knows your name now.
We've spun around.
He knows your name now.
He doesn't know my name still.
But. I won't deny it. You come on and you give us a little love, do good interviews on the show. Yeah. We're going to become fans of you. I am never going to deny that.
I get saddled with that a lot, but yes, that is true.
I've admitted to it before. Yeah. I remember Wimp getting all pissed at me for saying I like Tom Crean. And Wimp yelling at me about him having to do something better than being a good guest on your show. Tom Crean was a great guest on our show, and I became a Tom Crean fan because of it. Mm. What Jaden Rashada, odds of him starting in front of Peyton Thorne would be what?
Oh, I think it'd be even money.
Even money. This is a guy that last year for Arizona State was...
Just remember this real quick. He only got, I think, four starts.
He got three, played in three games.
Started two games.
Played in three, started two. 44 of 82, 485, four touchdowns, three picks.
Had one good game.
Yeah, I would say this. If Hugh was to go out and get a Rashada, then that would show me that he's not 100% comfortable with Peyton Thorne. He hasn't shown any signs that he's not comfortable with Peyton Thorne.
Is this fair? We don't know if Jaden Rashad is any good yet or not.
We do not. Yeah, I mean, like you, he's played in three games at Arizona State.
I just said about Arch Manning. We really don't know how good he is.
And Jim, you said he had one good game. That was 18 of 31, 236, two touchdowns against
Fresno State.
Southern Utah. So against Oak State, who was ranked at the time, 16 of 29, 167, a touchdown and a pick. And then against Arizona in the Territorial Cup, who was also ranked at the time, 10 of 22, 82 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. So against the competition he played, he was not great.
Yeah.
But there again, I mean, those are his first starts. I mean, it's learning on the fly.
Bobby, I don't want Rashada anywhere near Auburn. I would almost agree with him here. I mean, I guess there's potential there that had him getting a bogus $13 million offer from Florida, and then he went to Arizona State.
Yeah, that is one of the more, like, literally unbelievable offers.
Yep, and we said that when he got it. We'll see what Rashada becomes, but we always go, who else is looking at you? Well, George is interested in him coming in and being a backup. And
that looked automatic, actually. I mean, when he first hit the portal, weren't the immediate reports are he's hit the portal, he's going to Georgia? I mean, it looked like almost an automatic at that time.
He visits on April 30th and May 1st. The portal closes on April 30th, but you don't have to be committed by April 30th. You just have to have your name in the portal by April 30th. Obviously, his name is there, so he doesn't have to have a commitment in the next 8 days. He can carry that as long as he wants to. All right, show being brought to you by our friends right there at JohnsonRVCenter.com. Before we do four downs, thank you to Nick Johnson and everybody at JohnsonRVCenter.com, Browning.
They had us an entire RV out there at Talladega, an entire RV for us, and we can't thank them enough. We had a great time out there. If you want to see what we always talk about at Johnston RV, do it now, I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. They've repriced everything on both lots. They are so confident in how low their prices are that they'll beat any price nationwide. That's a nationwide guarantee on a comparable RV. All you do is bring them the price. Also, those of you that have served in the military or are currently serving, they agree with us on this show that you've made America the greatest country in the universe. No questions asked about it. That's due to the United States veteran. Active duty and veterans receive a great discount. Find out more. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com.
All right. Slice brings us our four downs. LT will tell you about the great folks at Slice at the end right here, but we always start with
first down.
Okay, if I asked you guys who plays for a national championship first, Steve Sarkisian in Texas or any of the former Big 12 teams from this past year?
Steve Sarkisian at... Oh, wait. Any of the former Big 12 teams from this past year?
Yeah, so like you would throw TCU into the mix. You would throw Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You'd throw Oak State, Kansas State.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still going to go
Baylor,
Sark.
Houston.
Sark's got the better odds of all of those.
I'll go Sark. I was going to ask Chip if he agreed with me. I think Texas starts preseason AP poll number 3 in the country. Do you guys think that as well?
I think it's definitely top 5.
Georgia, Ohio State, Texas in your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. I think that's probably right. I think Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, and then you get to the group that includes Oregon and Alabama. Who else is going to be in that group? USC, is that too high for USC?
Ooh, way too high.
Who else from the Big Ten?
Michigan may be getting some love there, but it's way too high in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Ohio State and Oregon are the only ones.
Yeah.
Alabama and Oregon.
Penn State won't be up that high.
You'll have some look at Ole Miss. You'll have some look at
LSU.
Ole Miss will be top 10.
They'll be top 10. But I think, I mean, when you're talking top 5, I mean, I think about everybody I throw out, you got to go, that's way too high. So
yeah. It will not shock me if it's Ohio State. Excuse me, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Oregon.
Yeah. I think Alabama, Oregon's interesting as to what order. I could see in either order with those two, but I think that's going to be your top 5, and I think the answer to your question is Texas.
Second down.
Just because I'm hungry, I'm going to ask this. If you could have one of the two right now, chicken and waffles done the right way, or really thin crust pizza?
What is the right way for chicken and waffles in your mind?
Well, it's got to be off the bone to me.
I kind of like a chicken finger better than I do a piece of chicken.
I do, and I think it's got to be proportional to the waffle.
I want to eat chicken and waffles with a fork and knife. I don't want to pick up the chicken. That's
yep.
I know you groaned at that, Jim, and I do think the original traditional way of doing it is on the bone chicken.
Yeah.
But, you know, we used to light rooms with candles, too, and now we have electricity, so.
But a chicken finger dries out so much.
Not if it's done right.
Yeah, not if you got a bunch of syrup on it.
Yeah. Which I do on chicken and waffles.
Listen, I like a waffle, and I like chicken. I don't necessarily love them together. I don't hate them either. If I have to choose, but I always ask, why do we have to choose between those two? I like them both.
Right.
But I like thin sliced pizza.
Well, I guess it kind of like, I don't know about you guys. I mean, waffle is always going to, you're always going to associate that with breakfast. But chicken and waffles now always just seems breakfast brunch. Now that we roll into 11 o'clock, I want lunch. So yeah. I would go really thin crust.
I'd say chicken and waffles is it's very filling because there is a lot of bread in that. A lot of bread on the chicken, a lot of bread on the waffle. It's a very filling meal.
So is pizza.
Yeah, but I feel less full after eating pizza than I do chicken and waffles. When I eat chicken and waffles, I just feel kind of miserable,
yeah,
to be honest.
As I've said many times, but I'm a big boy, Slice brings you this segment. I can eat a whole slice pizza.
Oh, absolutely, I can.
Yeah, no, I think I could.
But I don't feel circumstances. Wiped out.
I don't feel
wiped out when I do it.
I could eat a whole slice pizza and still put up my best 40 time.
So I got some last weekend, didn't want to get off the couch, so got an old school delivery pizza.
Yeah.
And did the really thin crust and just got like kind of crazy and experimental on the toppings. And it was really good.
The thing I like about slices thin crust is it's thin crust that's still crunchy. A lot of times you get thin crust and it allows the grease and all to seep through and then you just got floppy and it's falling all over the place.
That's the best thing about slices is the crust.
Yeah. It's the, to me, it's like we took the New York pizza and then we made it southern and better.
Yeah. So like the pizzas that your boy Portnoy does the breakdown of, none of them ever look any good to me.
When it's floppy.
Well, no, they
just like the floppy.
No, I'm saying any of them. None of it's just cheese pizza.
Well,
it's like I'm not a 3-year-old.
It's good.
Well, yeah, but I'm not 3 or a rock star.
I guess you got to have some consistency if you're doing a test like
that. Yes, you're doing. I want the most basic thing. Everybody, a cheese pizza. You should nobody. If you're a pizza joint, you should be able to do a cheese pizza.
Yeah, I still think New York pizza looks overrated to me.
Yeah, I think he does it the right way because everybody's on the even playing field.
That's right.
Third down.
Marshawn Lynch, 38 today. One of the best personalities that I've ever seen. At least. I mean, just seems like such a fun dude.
Is it also the day that Skittles was invented? Is that ironic? Did I read somewhere today Skittles was introduced to the...
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
That would be a little irony because I heard over the weekend that you can't get a donut in Seattle without Skittles on it because of Marshawn, which sounds really disgusting. Anyway, I was going to ask you, who had the better former Cal Bear career, Marshawn Lynch or DeSean Jackson?
Thought you were going to go Aaron Rodgers there. Gosh, I know, that's a tough one. DeSean Jackson, for a minute, was the top receiver in the NFL.
No, he was right there.
And
he was
feared return man.
Yeah.
Do you remember the return against the Giants when Tom Coughlin eviscerated the Giants punter for punting to him?
It cost him the postseason.
It was a walk-off win on a punt return.
Incredible.
You almost never see that.
But do you remember Tennessee, great Tennessee team, and Cal, and that pass to DeSean Jackson on the sideline, and he outran all the SEC speed?
DeSean Jackson was incredible. Yeah.
So the numbers, DeSean, are going to be much better. Now, Marshawn did win a Super Bowl.
He did.
Should have won two if they would have given him the ball.
Yep. That period in time, he was one of the best offensive weapons in the league, if not the best.
Did he have the earthquake run against Roman and the Saints? Was it that Marshawn last year?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to say just the career.
I'm going to go DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. I would say the career DeSean, but just because of the personality, now he's doing what was the ridiculous role he had in the crime, the comedy?
Will Arnett is great. It's a Netflix, can't remember what it was, but they don't give you the script. It's all ad-lib. Like, you walk in,
so
Marshawn
good.
Was one of the guests, and Conan's one of the, you're a detective, and you have to solve it with Will Arnett. He's a character.
Yeah. But the Marshawn, I've watched it like 3 times.
It's
incredible.
A poker dealer.
Speaking of Will Arnett, my wife and I, Jennifer and I, started watching Arrested Development.
It's a great show.
It is so fantastic. I missed it the first time through. We were looking for anything we could enjoy watching together. And I said, you know, I like Jason Bateman. Let's give this a try. The pilot had like 15 laugh-out-loud moments. Normally, a pilot is like slow character development. They just dive right in. That show is fantastic.
You guys,
has he gone to prison yet?
It's in the first episode, or second episode.
You guys didn't want to do Baby Reindeer?
We did not do Baby Reindeer. A lot of talk about that.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Always
money in the banana
stand. $250,000 in the wall.
Jack Nicholson. 87 today. I've always wanted to ask this. Jack Nicholson. better career?
Nicholas is, depending on who you talk to, either the greatest golfer or the second greatest golfer of all time. You think anybody considers Nicholson the best actor or second best actor of all time?
And that's why
there's a debate.
Jack Nicklaus is my answer here. I love Jack Nicholson.
I was wondering when I was doing this last night at 87, that's a guy that, you know, after The Departed, his final film, you never saw him again at sporting events. Like, I just wonder how bad a shape he's in.
Well, you know, photos have leaked out, unfortunately, of Gene Hackman. I'm sure Rockstar has seen these. He's 90-something now.
Oh, he retired from acting. Like, he just wanted out of the limelight.
Yeah,
and
but
the same thing Jack Nicholson. He's like, I can't memorize lines anymore. I'm getting old. I don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, I know it's probably taboo to say this because his role in, I don't know if it's taboo or not, but his role in A Few Good Men, to me, is the pinnacle of his acting.
So good.
I mean, I know you're probably going to say The Shining.
No, I don't know if I'd go The Shining. I mean, he was great in The Departed. He was great in Chinatown. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, probably. And I watched that again recently the last couple of months on Netflix. Probably his bar.
He was even really good when he was the quirky guy with the Helen Hunt in that romantic comedy.
As good as it gets. Somebody pointed out in the chat room, Five Easy Pieces. I doubt you guys have seen it. I saw it in film school. It's really good. That was early Jack. Easy Rider.
That's a tough call, man. Tough call. Yeah. I think I'll go Jack Nicklaus, but I am not... You know, I'm not going to die on that hill.
I'll go Nicholson just to be a little different.
Okay, that is Four Downs brought to you by our friends at Slice.
Yeah, five great locations, the original in Lakeview, Vestavia, Montevallo, Crestline Park, and now the newest location in Edgewood. Get in and see the Bajaya Brothers, created by the late Jeff. His brothers continue to celebrate his legacy, Jason and Chris. Local pizza, local ingredients. Get a slice and a salad today. For more information, slicebirmingham.com.
Some of you saying Arrested Development, easily a top five comedy of all time. Some of you saying Arrested Development is a show you can rewatch over and over again and find new things to laugh about.
I've always meant to watch it, and I just haven't yet.
You never watched it one time?
I've never seen an episode.
It's so many good.
And I like Jeffrey Tambor. I love Jason Bateman.
He's fantastic.
I've made it through only the first season.
Michael Cera, David Cross,
Portia de Rossi is hilarious.
David Cross, underrated.
Yeah, yeah, so good.
Bluth, man. I blew myself.
But the banana stand was really crazy.
Okay. It's very early.
I will go back. Is that on Netflix now?
Yeah.
I'll go back and watch starting in season two. But this will be the summer of Arrested Development.
Okay,
on the
there
show.
We go.
And for EG and several others up here, Taylor, maybe never seen it at all. Don't even know what we're talking about. When we come back, more college football as we roll on, and we'll start the 11 o'clock hour with what could be a new trend in college sports, something we'll have to get used to. That's still to come on the next round.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by Amherst coming up May 12th through the 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free public admission. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend long. Fireworks show on Friday night. How about this? Free Velcro Pygmies concert coming up on Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday. They're going to take care of mom with free mimosas all day on Sunday. For more information for this incredible event, go online, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
With you on the next round. I love all the chat going on over there. We appreciate you guys so much participating as we roll in for Auburn over the weekend. They pick up Indiana's edge rusher. People talking about like this was a big need for Auburn going into the season football-wise. Philip, I'm going to go Blighty here. I hope that's right. Edge rusher. Everyone was looking for a little help off the edge defensively, so he's going to come to Auburn there. Had a really good run there at Indiana last year. They did lose Jay Fair to the portal, which I think is a sign of the receiving room improving that much, right, where Fair would hit the exit door. Keandre Lambert Smith, the Penn State guy, enjoyed his visit, he says, to Auburn. Very high on them as he exited Auburn after that visit over the weekend. Stallions win as well. They're now 4-0 in the UFL. They go back on the road after two home games. That Skip Holtz can coach there.
He can. I saw people in the chat room discussing what we discussed the other day. Is Skip Holtz going to get an NFL job out of this? I wonder on a coordinator level if he could.
Yeah. That's what we said last week. Yeah. Would he be a coordinator? That's from Easy. He hit the big game winner there in the downpour, 20-18. They win that game. The show being brought to you today by our friends at Woodhouse Day Spa LT. Tell us about Woodhouse. A chance to... Well, Mother's Day is coming up, a chance to just save your hide.
Yeah, look, Mother's Day is coming up, as you mentioned, Dunaway. Treat mom to the gift of luxury from our friends at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Voted America's best day spa since 2009. Conveniently located right there at the Summit Shopping Centers. Go see Stuart and that great staff. And you can choose from a menu of over 70 options, including massages, body treatment, skincare, waxing, nail services. You can order that special person gift online. Go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Or again, just stop in, see Stuart and that great staff located at Summit Shopping Centers. Make sure you tell them the next round sent you.
And our friends at Hemp Hill, which bring you the best and worst of the weekend every Monday on the show. And they also can keep everything running and flowing right in your house, whether it's the heat in the wintertime or rare April weekends like this one we just had. Are the summer heat that's coming. They can come out and give you a checkup. And also plumbing as well. Remember the name Hemp Hill. Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues, they take care of your home right there. 205-229-2090. It's our friends at Hemp Hill Services. My worst of the weekend is cut number three. Cormani McClain. On Instagram,
he's leaving Prime.
He's leaving Oklahoma.
No, he's leaving Colorado.
To go somewhere else. Where did he end up going? Was it USC?
There were rumors he was going to USC.
No, it was between USC and. But I think he's still.
I think he's still portal.
But it's between USC and one other.
Okay, my worst of the weekend is the wallpaper behind.
That's pretty bad. Yeah,
can we just get that shot?
That's pretty bad.
I don't know where he's doing
this
from.
You say what you want. He got a couple of Rams on the bottom of that mushroom with flames coming out of them.
Is that Rams?
That's Rams. Yeah,
okay, I did notice that. I just saw the mush. I thought it was. I didn't know what it was. To be honest with you,
it looks like something you would see at the Grand Bohemian.
Yeah,
if they
I
turned
agree.
It to purple.
I agree.
So on Instagram, he makes this shot right here. At the school he's leaving.
First question, what are some things you're looking forward to at your next place? I'm just ready to bring the old version of me out and change the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name, be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. And yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. I feel like I just don't want to play for Clits. I actually want to be involved with the great leading program. It's going to develop players. Everything is in God's hands right now. You know, I'm just ready to get to a new home and get to work.
So you're saying that when he says a great program, not in it for the clicks and all that, that's a direct shot at Prime.
Oh, yes. How is it not? I want to play for a program that has great leadership. I don't want to play for clicks.
Look, yeah. I think...
That was the Dan Lanning quote, by the way. I assume Oregon's probably in the mix.
Yeah. Seems like Colorado's taking on a lot of water, but they gave you an opportunity. You decided to go there. It didn't work out. There's no reason to take the shots.
I mean, it does. I do hate to see that. The old burnt bridges behind you.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
You don't have to tell everybody everything.
And
right?
Especially if you feel like you're going to a better situation for you and your family. Look, be grateful for the opportunity you've got. Hey, I appreciate all the Colorado fans. You don't even have to recognize the coaches. I appreciate the program. I appreciate the fans. I enjoyed my time in Boulder, but it just wasn't a great fit for me. I've got another opportunity. I'm taking it. Thank you. God bless.
And that gets us to the conversation we're going to have at the top of the hour about the new generation of transfer portal that we have. Aiden Holloway sort of surprised everybody. How can you go from Auburn to Alabama? We'll talk about that when we come back on the show, and we'll get to that. NBA playoffs continue tonight. Three more games tonight. It was pretty boring over the weekend. 8-0 with the home team. Six of those were double-digit wins. You had a big weekend at Lance'sLock.com.
Yeah, we're coming off a 6-0 yesterday. By the way, we're 6-1 in the UFL.
Well, that's weird.
We've started to, get after that a little bit. But, yeah, the playoffs have been really good up until this point. We've got a game up right now available tonight, so jump on board. You know, the thing that stood out to me was watching a shorthanded Bucks team yesterday against the Pacers. And I heard Barkley.
Pacers were a road favorite in that game, were they?
They were, yeah, -1.5, and we had the Bucks. And Damian Lillard was. So he scores 35 in the first half, or 39, 35 in the first half. Didn't score in the second half, but they could not guard him in the first half. It was crazy.
And he had the great quote afterwards because he'd missed the playoffs last couple of years. And he says, last couple of years, I've been at Coachella this time of year. I didn't like it. Now, finally, got to play postseason again.
That's pretty good.
Look, actually. And Giannis hasn't played since, I think, April 9th because of the calf strain. They're not going to be able, with Doc Rivers coaching, to make a big run without Giannis. But Dame Lillard's a guy that can carry him through this first round.
Tonight you get the Clippers it's Orlando and Cleveland tonight. Then you get Philadelphia and the Knicks on TNT. And then it's the Lakers and the Nuggets tonight. Big game for the Lakers to try to steal one in Denver to not go two down to the defending champs. That's the NBA tonight. Doubleheader on TNT for those two games I told you about afterwards, Orlando and Cleveland. The first game is on NBA TV if you're looking for that. When we come back, what to make of Aiden Holloway transferring between rivals, and is it the first of many to come? And a lot more college football news on the other side of that. This is the Next Round being brought to you by our friends at GutterCap. LT, tell us about C-Stew and the great offer he has.
Yeah, cap it, don't snap it. My man Chris Stewart will come out and give you an absolutely free estimate. GutterCap is a patent aluminum cover system. It's over most existing gutters. It will keep all the debris out. It's a dirty, dangerous job. Last thing you want to do is get on the roof. You slip, you fall, you snap the neck and die. No good to the wife or kids. 205-823-2212 or GutterCapBirmingham.com. Cap it, don't snap it. 45% off the retail price.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.